All right, welcome back, folks. Oh, there's so much to take in. Like, all this stuff is all interconnected. It's all intertwined. It's just hard to sort of parse out where the influence is coming from and what the purpose of it is. But just remember that this war in Iran, a bunch of different people want a bunch of different stuff from it. At the end of the day, we can't take our eyes off the fact that all of this and everything that's led up to this point is all in service of an ultimate goal that has to do entirely and 100% with control of humanity and how they get control of humanity. And they're willing to try anything. They are sort of, you know, ideologically agnostic about the method by which control is implemented. And if it's climate change and we're saving the world, which is why we need to lock you down, but suddenly they invent data centers and AI is really good at controlling people. So forget all of that. It doesn't matter, right? It was never about climate change, just like it's not about improving your life with AI. It's all about control. And the ultimate goal that they have is not only to have a mark of the beast system in which your submission and you know, willing participation will be a requirement for your continued existence, but that every single thing in the world will be entered into their matrix, entered into their computer program, to where they can manipulate the real world in the same way they can manipulate the digital world as they attempt to merge these two things. And on that note, I want to go to this video. It reminds us that as we speak, they are putting in financial instruments to commodify the entire world, including your body and the air that you breathe. Let's watch.
When we talk about capital, we tend to think only about financial capital, about cash, financial assets, but we know that's not the only value on which our economies depend. We know that every aspect of every part of the economy is fundamentally dependent on nature, as you highlighted. The air that we breathe, the water we drink, the soil, the oceans that we need for the food that we need to consume, the minerals that we need as inputs to technology and to infrastructure. And without these forms of value, these forms of natural capital, we won't have economies. They are the fundamental building blocks of our economies. But the ways, as you said, the ways in which we have grown our economies, our models of economic development, have been incredibly successful for global prosperity. But the unintended consequences of current models of growth are simply not sustainable on a finite planet. The amount of resource that we are drawing in to our economies, Earth's resources, and the amount of pollution and waste that we're pumping out, whether that's through greenhouse gas emissions, whether that's sewage into our water, whether it's plastics into the ocean, is beyond the Earth's carrying capacity. And we know that that's leading, as you said, to very significant direct impacts for society, but very significant financial costs for the economy. You can look at that as you have and calculate that at a macro level. But the way that that's showing up as we're breaching these boundaries and breaching these limits and undermining nature is showing up in very practical ways that are showing up for financial risk for institutions. Lack of water is leading to disruption of operations, of supply chains where water is needed as an essential input for manufacturing or power production. The degradation of soil is leading to reduced agricultural yields. The decline of pollinator species is also having an impact on agriculture. So that's leading to direct financial risks for organizations, for businesses, and ultimately for investors. And as you said, ultimately the reason for this is at the moment the way that decisions are made on an everyday level within businesses and financial institutions is because we're looking only at financial data, financial metrics that are not factoring in nature. Nature is treated within the economy as though it's unlimited and predominantly as though it's free. And the risks and harms are simply not costed in financial terms. We can cost them at a macro level. They're not costed into day-to-day
Just like they always do, they're going to pitch their programs as solving some sort of problem that's just arisen out of nowhere. While at the same time, to even implement this stuff, they're building AI data centers that require as much energy as produced by 9 nuclear power plants. They're literally chopping down the rainforest to hold the meeting she's speaking at. They're completely full of crap. Until they say that we have to go to war against China for their fishing fleets, just understand, they don't give a damn about the world. They just want to own it.